Marty here in for Cooper this morning.
We love a good viral story, so we do. There's a fella going viral at the moment, and he is breaking the internet with his bathroom survival story. So we're going to a guy called Dan, who was caught short in an American fast food restaurant because there was no toilet roll when he went to grab some, and he really needed some. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Nobody showed up. He was stuck. So he tried to ring the restaurant because he couldn't move. It turns out, after all that, he was actually ringing the wrong restaurant.
Oh.
Obviously, it was a chain.
We've all been there.
Have we, though?
Well, stuck in the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not ringing the wrong restaurant.
We've all been ringing the wrong restaurant before. So he resorted to putting a 1-star review up for the restaurant saying, "I'm stuck in the bathroom because there's toilet paper. I called the restaurant twice from the stall to ask for a refill. No one has come. It's been 15 minutes. My fajitas are probably cold." He then replied to his 1-star review with a 5-star one after saying, "I was calling the wrong restaurant the entire time. They just came to my rescue. I don't know how to delete reviews." To be fair, at least it's nice of him to actually go back and to try correct the mistake that he made. You said this happens to everybody, don't
I? In terms of being caught short, like, yeah.
Yeah.
There's usually someone, though, there, and you can just kind of say, "Sorry, missus, can you throw over some tissue paper, please.
A friend of mine, he tells the story really, really well. I'm going to do it no justice. He got caught in the stall once, without the toilet paper, but made a swift move into the stall next. Very
ninja.
Impressive.
Ooh.
Yeah, we were on a night out. He came back and told us this story. This is a long, long time ago. I'm not going to mention his name. I don't want to hang him out to dry. But I just remember being in a heap laughing, picturing him, like, sticking his head out of the stall door, making see if there's anybody around, and running into the next one.
I'm hearing James Bond in my head now.
Yeah, the music is playing in the background 100%. Don't let this happen to you then.
I've not with lack of toilet paper, but I was doing a gig and I felt a feeling, oh God, what's this? Thought it was a wee, it wasn't a wee. So I had to say, right, hold the fort on stage without a singer, so they couldn't do anything. And I had to run up to the bathroom. And then just, food poisoning.
Oh,
just
no.
Absolutely. Yeah, people were coming, going, oh, my God, something's died in here.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Oh, no, people are eating their breakfast now. It's too early in the morning for that kind of talk.
I had to ring the lads on stage and go, listen, you're going to have to take my instruments away. I can't come back down. So I just made a swift exit out the back door and got a lift back home because I just... Oh, the feeling when you get food poisoning, though.
I know.
It just comes over.
Oh,
you.
It does. Just, it attacks, doesn't it?
Yeah, completely.
It really, really does.
Did you eat that caused the...
We went to a restaurant about 2 hours before, and I got chicken. And I remember thinking, you know when you get chicken, and it looks a bit pink, but it's fine. But it's not completely pink. You think, it's just the light or whatever. Oh, no, it wasn't the light. It was just undercooked.
I would have been down to that restaurant looking for compo, lots of earnings.
We were only talking about it on the show yesterday. You should have complained.
Yeah.
You would have complained. That's a court case. That's at least 5 figures, surely.
Surely.
Yeah. Maybe 6 figures.
I hope so.
It could be 6 figures.
Breakfast rolls.
What do you have for us this morning?
Today, nearly 20% of people consider this a part of the family. What is this?
A part of the family?
Mm.
Well, straight away, your mind kind of just automatically goes towards the pet because your pet is part of your family, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, although if you have a pet, 20% of people say it's part of the family. It's kind of low, isn't it?
Oh, that is low. That is very low. Sorry, only 20%. No. I'm changing my answer. Go ahead, Martin.
Oh, God. I want to say that their neighbour.
Oh, yeah. If they're close with them and stuff, like good friends. Yeah, part of the family. Have a key to the house.
No, it's not the answer. Okay,
Good thinking. Some people probably do.
Yeah, well, I actually would consider our neighbours not part of our family, but close, getting there. You know, we're over a year in our new place, so I'm kind of thinking, in a couple of years, I'd consider them part of the family. Does that make sense?
Well, have you had them over to your house?
My other half now was invited over to theirs for Christmas, and she went and they had a great time, so they did. I couldn't go because I'd work. So we haven't had them into ours, but
she
has been into theirs.
Oh, they had you in, and it's February now, and
I'm
you haven't invited
honest,
them over.
Both neighbors, we've one woman living on the right and one woman living on the left, and they're both one's in her 60s, one's in her 70s, and they're very well off. So, like, I don't know if I want them coming into my house, you know, our house. Like, they've got very fancy bits and all, you know.
Don't be silly, for God's sake. You can only sit in one chair.
You know, that's true. Oh, very good. Okay. Very, very good. So one day, hopefully, but no, that's not the answer. Okay.
Nearly 20% of people consider this a part of the family. What is this?
Is it some kind of, like, a houseplant, maybe?
Oh, maybe. I like that idea. Yeah.
Some people look after houseplants like the kids, yeah.
I want to get a spider plant because it takes all of the toxicity and all the bad things out.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Statistically and scientifically proven to.
Scientifically proven. Yeah. Yeah, the spider plant.
Truth or chat. Yeah, okay. right? Yeah, no, it's not.
Okay.
It's not a plant. Is that what a spider plant does?
Okay. Yeah, it is.
Oh,
yeah.
Really good to know. Mm-hmm. Okay. 087-1102-107. Your guesses, please. Donal, what do you have for us?
Today, nearly 20% of people consider this a part of the family. What is this?
Okay, Robbie, what do you reckon?
Is it their robot vacuum cleaner? Not looking at anybody, Cooper. Not that he's awake at this hour.
You guys are going to have to explain that one to me.
Cooper's got a little... Is it a Wi-Fi? It's called, but he's called it Aoife.
He calls
anyway.
It Aoife.
Yeah, he's got a robot vacuum cleaner that comes out and does...
Called Aoife.
Yeah. Yeah, he calls it Aoife. Notions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he's got a walk-in wardrobe.
It's kind of nice. Sorry. This is good to know now what others
now.
Are potentially earning in the company that maybe some others
oh,
aren't.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be having a word after
we'll
this now.
We'll go straight to the boss after this. Yeah. We want an Aoife and a walk-in wardrobe, boss.
I want an Aoife and a walk-in wardrobe.
Yeah.
Okay, sit down there and we'll have a chat.
It's not a robotic vacuum cleaner, Robbie. No, those little Cooper may, you know, think she's part of the family.
Wow. Okay. Amy, what do you reckon?
20% of people think your mom's or dad's childhood friend is part of the family.
Very good.
100%. Ooh, yeah.
Very good guess. It's not the answer. I'd say that could be higher, though.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It probably is higher.
Yeah. No, it's not the answer. And she also guessed, Amy said family friend, close family friend, part of the family. And so did... Alan, he said, close friends that you grew up with. Yeah, the good guess is that's probably a higher percentage as well. Not the answer, no.
Yeah, not the answer. Okay. 087-1102-107. Donal, hopefully, will reveal the answer in just a bit. If you've got a guess to get into us, send this to us again. 087-1102-107.
20% of people consider this a part of the family. What is this?
Okay. All right, Donal, well, one more time. Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, loads of answers. Nearly 20% of people consider this a part of the family. What is this?
Maggie and Finn are onto something similar.
Good morning, iRadio. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
I'm wondering, is the answer to Donal's question the family car? Long time ago now, but I remember years ago, you wouldn't have a new car every year. You'd be delighted that you have the one family car you do have. And the amount of adventures and trips and back and forth to doing it. Oh, yeah. I remember my dad was very, very upset. I think we had a car for 10 years. And
yeah.
And Finn says the same thing.
Is it the car part of your family? 20%. I know it's stupid. We all have names.
It's
for
not stupid,
cars.
Though, is it?
No, I get it.
They both made very good points.
The enabler of family trips and getting you places. No, it's not the car. Oh. But that's probably the closest guess yet. The answer is 20% of people consider a gaming console part of the family.
Oh. What?
Allowing all the family to play together.
Do you have one, Una?
Kind of
no.
You're not on your Xbox all the time.
No, I'm not on my Xbox all the time.
You strike me as an Xbox girl. You
are you serious?
Yeah.
What?
A gamer girl over there, yeah.
Oh my, I'm not into gaming at all.
I'm going to put something out there. You'd strike me as someone that'd love a game of Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what you're talking. I don't know what that is.
Oh, no.
What's Crash Bandicoot?
See,
what?
She does struggle to use the mouse and the computer as well, so a gaming console maybe, you know.
Yeah, I'm not very technologically...
Crash Bandicoot?
What is Crash Bandicoot?
He's a legend of a cartoon.
Sorry, say that again, please.
Crash Bandicoot.
One more time.
Crash Bandicoot.
There are people screaming at their car radios right now. Oh,
I have other
God.
Interests, I'll have you know.
Yeah. One more time.
Crash Bandicoot. are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.
just a little bit. No, all of it.
Okay, it's time to play a game of Rhyme It. A whopping score of 9 to beat. We're going to give you a word, and the answer to every question has to rhyme with that word. You will have 30 seconds to answer as many as you can, and the highest score at the end of the week will win the contents of Una's drawers. You cleared it up yesterday. They're not winning the drawers. They're just winning what's in them.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you ever think one day you'll like give away the actual drawers as well?
Yeah, it could happen.
Yeah.
If they buy me new drawers, I'd happily give away the drawers I have outside.
If they buy you new drawers, you'll get... Okay.
Yeah. If the company buys me new drawers.
You're an entrepreneur over there, aren't you?
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
no flies on me, Marty.
We should have Dermot on the phone. Hiya, Dermot.
Hi, Dermot.
Morning.
How are we this morning?
I'm all right, Una. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Whereabouts in the country are you?
I'm here in Ballinier, County Cavan.
County Cavan. Is this Cork, Dermot?
It is.
Hey, my man. How
good
you doing?
Woman, talking to Kerry Una.
That's it, kid.
What's going on?
So, how are you getting on? Have you acclimatised to cabin life?
Oh, surely. I'm here now 3.5 years.
Loving it.
Yeah, loving life, loving living.
I've just discovered there's a Ballinan cabin. That's my...
Yeah, Ballin, yeah.
Yeah,
they like to pronounce it funny.
Oh, do they? You cannot be saying that when you're only 3.5 years
in. You'll always be a blow-in, Dermot, you know that.
I believe so.
That's at least, you know, you got a decade before you get rights to start slagging off the locals, for sure.
Yeah. I'd probably pick up the accent first, maybe.
I doubt you'll ever drop that accent.
It'd be too late to slag them by then.
Yeah.
Okay, Dermot, you've got a score of 9 to beat. If you match 9 now, am I right that you spin the wheel behind me?
Yeah.
If you get 9, there's still a chance. But Dermot, I believe in you. So I do.
And
I have no reason to, but I just do. Okay? You ready to go, Dermot?
Brave man.
Okay. Una, what's the word?
Your word, Dermot, is shell. S-H-E-L-L.
Okay, let's go.
Marty wears this in his hair.
Oh my God. Pass.
This signals that class is over.
Bell.
Americans might call their phone this. Their what?
Cell.
If you bang your knee, it may go red and what?
Swell.
If there's a leaf on the ground, it what from the tree?
Fell.
If you're in prison, you sleep in a what?
Cell.
Something that produces water in the ground.
Well.
If something gives away, it gives you away in a card game, you have a what?
Oh my God.
Oh.
Deal, what?
Oh, we got off to a tough start, Dermot. A tough start. So, cool. Marty wears this in his hair. It's gel.
Oh, gel. Oh, sugar, right.
Yeah. But you got how many did...
Six.
You got six.
A solid six, yeah.
Yeah, not too shabby
solid
at all.
Six, imagine.
After it is
the dodgy start.
This is frustrating because I'm just obviously filling in for Cooper until he's back. And again, I feel like a six and another week could actually win it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's been 100%. Twos and threes.
Them the breaks.
Them's the breaks. But listen, come on again in a couple of weeks' time, sure.
No doubt.
You could be getting the contents of the drawers. Purple snacks in there for your kids.
Oh, I'd only love to see Una's drawers.
Jeez, careful there. Her head won't fit out the door now, Dermot. Go on. Better let you go before you say something else, right?
Right. Mine just says,
bye, Dermot.
Have a great day, Dermot.
Love the show.
Thanks,
Dermot.
Bye-bye.
Can I say a special hello to everybody in Cork?
Yeah, go on, Cork.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
We listen and we don't judge.
Okay, so Emer has been in touch, and she really needs our help with this one. It's a bit of a catty one. Okay, so here we go. Hey guys, this is bad. I feel awful and I'm here to atone for my sins. But the thing is, it's not really a sin. I just got caught out, but it's bad. Yeah, it's bad. It's definitely bad. So I've been seeing this guy for a while. He's a fabulous person, so gorgeous, great chat. Anyway, we recently took things to the next level, as in we.
Oh.
Together, yeah.
Lovely.
It was all lovely, but there was just one thing. He made purr sounds throughout the whole thing.
What?
Kind of like
the kitty capper.
Yeah. Kind of like a cat who's having its belly rubbed.
Right.
So, obviously, the next day, the girls were looking for the tea. So I decided that the best thing to do would be to send a voice note and kind of like mimic the purr sounds so the girls could get the drift.
No.
I mean, I had to. It's what girls do. There was no badness in it. I was just having a giggle. Anyway, long story short, I sent it to the wrong WhatsApp group, namely the work group that he is part of.
No.
When I copped it, I deleted it straight away. He's not speaking to me now and I feel awful and I really do like him. Well, I mean, I suppose a purr is better than a bark. If you think about it, is right? Is it, you know, because the purr is much like...
Okay, if you had to pick one, you're saying you'd pick the
you'd
purr.
You'd pick the purr. Like, so let's go. I think now for context that we need to go live to the incident and just hear the sound of what it would have been like.
No, stop. No, stop. No, I can't even, like, I can't with that. Because
oh, God, now, that's brilliant.
No, because I know the context behind it. My brain is, scratching
but,
me.
I mean, everyone has their quirks. Now, there's a couple of layers to this, isn't there?
Well, I was actually going to, I laughed, and I want to put my hand up and apologise because...
Don't, it's funny.
Is it, though? Do you know what I will say is, it's like a series of unfortunate events. How could she be so careless on so many different levels? First of all, I don't like the idea now of the girls' WhatsApp group. She's dipping in with the finer details. I know it happens.
It happens, girls.
I know it happens, both genders. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, like we girls, I know from my own friendships that they demand details. Like we're starving for the tea.
I just think as humans we are. I get that. Yeah. So that freaks me out a little bit. You want everything. And then... How do you, like, I'm going to guess, like, that the girls' WhatsApp group has some mad name. Like, everyone has a mad name on their group. How do you send that into the work group by accident?
It happens.
When you have them on your brain.
It happened. Donald sent, like, an old boss. Like, he was ranting.
Oh, it wasn't a group. It was the wrong person. Yeah, I was ranting to my girlfriend at the time. I sent a big about this old boss.
No.
And I sent it to the boss. It was someone I was doing a gig for that was running it. And I just
Did they see it?
Oh, yeah. And, he said, is everything all right? I said, sorry, yeah. I was ranting to my girlfriend, sorry. I was just, I have a lot on, sorry.
Oh. Yeah. Don't know.
Awkward things happen.
So.
I understand that a bit more because the boss is on your brain. Yeah. A group? And then she deleted straight away. So does she know? We don't know if she knows if he heard it or not. But he's not talking
to her. He's not talking to her, so he obviously did. So there's two things here that we need to unpack, I believe. There is the whole, the purr. Do you want to play that
again,
Justin?
Sorry, we actually need to, do I have to play
Yeah, you do, yeah, no. yeah. So this is what she was hearing.
Well, that's an actual cat, but I'm picturing a man doing this. And it's making me shiver on the inside.
Like everyone has their quirks, you know. Whatever, you know.
We're not going to slam someone for what they do like that. Oh, but are we?
Well, maybe. Let's just put it out there. Is that kind of, what do you think about the purr? Firstly, what do you think about the purr, right? And secondly, how is she going
to fix it
after what she did? Like, I mean, because she didn't do it in badness, and I get it, girls are like that. She was, you know, she was just looking for the giggles with her friends.
We all make mistakes. And we're all the same at the end of the day. We do fill people in on everything we get up to, so she just happened to send us it right. Yeah, I get that. I'm not going to falter too much for that. I feel sorry for that.
Yeah.
I just hope she's not laughing at him with the purr thing. Well, I hope that she can see past it and see that maybe he's a nice guy underneath.
The purr.
Pass the purr. Oh, no, Una.
087-1102-107. Come on, this is a safe space. Purrs are welcome. If you want to send us in your purrs, we'd love that too.
If we get a list of purrs now, I'm out. We listen and we don't judge.
So, Emer's been in touch and Emer has met a lovely man and they're at a great time and they decided they took things to the next level. And during that time, Emer noticed that her new boyfriend was making a certain sound, a cat sound, a brrrr sound.
Oh God.
Right? So the next day, that's just part of it. That's just part of this. The next day, she sent a voice note to what she thought was her girlfriend WhatsApp group. and she did the purr sound and she explained it all, but she ended up sending it to the work group chat that he was part of. So he's not talking to her anymore. And like, she's really upset because she really liked him and she was just being giddy and having the crack and having the lols with her friends. And girls do that. And, yeah, you know, we demand details from our friends.
Oh, do you demand
details? We demand all of the intimate details.
Well, how do you think she would have felt if he was putting that into the lads group?
Oh. Oh, you had to say that, didn't you?
Yeah,
she would have. Yeah, I know. No, not nice. Not nice at all. Okay, so Emer, sorry. I have to give out to you now. That was terrible. Terrible. But you know what? Maybe he was feline fine.
Oh, no. Maybe she could be persuaded to do it too.
Meow, you doing? Okay.
Hey, Wendy, what you think?
I don't think it's so much what the message contained. I think that it's the fact that she shared it and she was intending to share it, not necessarily with the work group, obviously, but even the fact that she was sharing it, because I'm presuming she also had some giggles and it was like, oh, lads, you won't believe. Anyway, she's going to have to suck it up and apologize profusely. Maybe dress up as a cat.
Yes.
I love how she was like having a go at her there at the start, and then when like, you could just dress up as a cat, that'll make it all better.
Fun.
We got Suzanne. Suzanne, what do you reckon?
Maybe you should just embrace it and say, good kitty.
No.
Oh, mic drop. Love that.
What is going on with the listeners this morning?
That's so funny. Yeah. Good kitty.
No, backing her nearly. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Good kitty. Would you stop?
That's so funny.
087-1102-107. Is there anybody against her here? Like, I feel like everyone's got her back.
No. I would like to know how to address the purr in the relationship.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Do you say it or do you put up with it?
Yeah. Or you know, if anyone would like to do their own purrs and send them in, that'd be welcome as well. Emer has been in touch and she just realised that her new fella likes to purr in the bedroom, literally purr in the bedroom, and that's fine and that's all good, but she sent a voice note to him by accident mocking his purr. She thought she was sending it to her friends and now she's mortified and she really likes him. He's ignoring her, and then we're also trying to unpack the purr as well, and if this is, you know, a weird quirk or if it's cool, or you know, just live and let live.
Literally, yeah. Now, I think we have to as well point out really quickly before I play this that it was the work group, and she actually did delete it but wasn't quick enough. We're going to go to Magella right now.
I'm sorry, what century is she in? Does she not realise that once you send a voice note, you automatically listen back to it and you can see who you've sent it to, and shocker, you can delete it. Wakey.
I think the shocker here is that she wasn't quick enough to delete it. But anyway, we're going to go to Liz.
Hi, this is Liz from Mayo. I'm judging. I'm sorry. What happened to the idea of having respect for someone?
Yes.
She really liked this guy.
That's it, Liz.
She should have just said to him, listen, everything was great, but that's just a little bit weird. I mean, he may not even be aware he's doing it. It could be a subconscious kind of a thing, but regardless, she could have, if she did really want to put something into the group chat with the girl, she could have just said, hey, he's a great guy. I had great fun. She didn't really need to do that.
No.
If he heard it, he's embarrassed. He's also feeling disrespected. And you know what? I'm not sure she likes him that much when she did that.
Now, did you hear that? Did you?
Yes. Yeah.
Liz, now, that's a bit of me. Liz, I'm so up for you. I'm so with you on that one.
I still feel sorry for her because I still think it was just a little bit of fun with the girls and just trying to... She was probably excited and just wanted to... Not that way, but I mean, like, excited. And
she's got a great point on the subconscious comments.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, 100%.
When it comes to anything, like anything, any activity I do, if someone pointed out something that I do, I probably wouldn't know that I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we'll go to Rob on this.
Hi, guys. Just calling in about the fella who likes to purr in your one's ear. If I was her, I wouldn't be too worried about the purring, to be honest, but more worried about the large litter box in the corner of the room.
Very good. Very good. People are awake this morning, aren't they? Yes, they are. Okay, so what's the final, what are we saying, Una, to the lovely Emer here getting in touch? What are we telling her to do?
Well, I just think, as I said at the start, that a purr is better than a bark. And if you, like, you know, if it was going to...
And no one's going to tick all the boxes you want in the
partner. Exactly.
And to be honest, if this is the biggest red flag that he has... He sounds like a pretty good guy.
I mean, it's not a catastrophe.
Oh.
sorry.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Okay, let's do a game of truth or trash. We bring you a fact or fiction. We try to convince you that it's a fact, and then we decide at the end of it if it is indeed truth or trash. Who is going first this morning? It's either myself or Donal.
Yeah, Una didn't like us changing the order yesterday, so...
There's no need for change.
Do you want to go first, like Una? Change,
no, I'm not going first. I can't. I don't have my...
I've lost.
No, that's fine.
Oh, no, what?
No, I'm just still in the process. Yeah, still in the process of
okay.
deciding fact I'm going to throw out there.
Okay, there's a joke there. I'm not getting it, but okay. Donald, do you want to go first, though?
I will, yeah.
All right.
So you know when we get goosebumps and you get the feeling and the kind of shiver?
I get them coming in to you guys every morning.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'd be scared of Una as well.
Scared.
Cheeky
is right, yeah. But the feeling is because muscles that we have inside, like arms and stuff, we get like cats. We used to have fur as humans, primates and all the rest of it. But like cats, kind of when they're nervous, they get the fur stands on end. That's like us. That's why we have it. Goosebumps. It's like we don't have the fur anymore, but the muscles still react.
Hold on a second now.
How do you know I don't have the fur?
Are you saying we were descended from cats? Is that what you're actually trying to tell us?
No, we're used to more animal-like, like primates and stuff.
Right, but you said cat.
I'm saying like cats. Still get it. They get the same.
He did say like cats.
You're not listening to me because you're still working on your own facts.
No, I have. My fact is done. No. I have done my investigative journalism. Oh, I have my fact ready to go. Okay, go on with your fact anyway.
I've said it.
I don't understand it.
So goosebumps we get is because we used to have fur, but like years and years ago, evolution and all the rest of it, and the muscles still react as though we have fur. So that's why we get the goosebumps. Standing on end. That's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna say that's trash.
I'd like to believe it, so I'm gonna say it's truth.
It is true. Yes.
Yes!
It's
come
a
on.
Defensive mechanism we used to have, and animals like cats have, because the fur stands on end. We used to have fur, and it is it's how we deal with it. Muscles still react as though we have fur.
Wow.
But don't we get goosebumps listening to music and stuff like that and being excited?
Yeah, it's for nice things, for scary things, all kinds of things, but goosebumps stem.
Yeah, because they say that
reaction.
About anxiety, don't they?
Yeah.
Anxiety and excitement are the same brain...
Muscle reaction.
Yeah, reaction. Yeah. Mm. You just have to try convince your anxiety that you're actually excited when most of the time you're burning on the inside.
Yeah.
Okay, so I like that. I'm going to take that one away from you now, Donal. So today... Would you believe, obviously, is the 19th of February. I had to double check that to make sure I'm safe. And on this day, in 1473, Nicholas Corn... Copernicus.
Copernicus.
Oh, you know who he is?
I know Nicholas Copernicus.
What did he do?
Something, I'm getting fire or something.
No. Okay.
Scientist.
Today, he suggested that the Earth revolves around the sun at 107,000 kilometers per hour.
Yeah,
that's where the
theory
starts.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
in your head.
Come on.
That's the way my brain works. It was a jump.
Oh, okay. Right. Well,
what did he suggest that we go around the sun? What?
At 107,000 kilometers per hour. So it's roughly 1,000 times the speed limit on a motorway in Ireland.
Yeah. Well,
so it's pretty quick.
I'm going to say it's true just because I recognize old Copernicus's name. And I knew he'd something to do with the sun, so I'm going to say that's true. Although in 1475, how would he have known that? I'm changing my answer.
Oh.
I'm changing my answer to trash.
Isn't it funny to think that if it's truth, that's quick? We should be dizzy, shouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
How about in the grand scheme of things, you know? I'm going to say true, potentially. I was going to say it could be true, yeah.
You think that back in that year, he was able to figure out...
But you said he made a guess.
He was able to figure it out. You think he...
You didn't say figure it out. You said he made a
I'm assumption. Just causing you to doubt yourself for no reason. It is absolutely correct. So it is. Yeah.
It's true.
Back on this day, 1473. No, in your fact, everything you had was right, Una. You had it down to a T, and you just doubted yourself.
I doubted myself. You see, that's what happens.
Una, do you know what? I'm going to take this opportunity now. You believe in you, and you do you, no matter what happens, okay?
Thanks, hon.
Don't doubt yourself.
Okay. No live, love, laugh.
Live, love, laugh. Yeah.
Okay.
Elaine Tinton, Marty Hinton.
Right.
Now for Una's facts, she's been studying.
So, yes, I have been. Earlier we were talking about cats purring, right? Because Emer was in touch with us and she was talking about the purr noises her fella makes in the bedroom, okay?
just joined us, yeah. It was a mad show.
Emer shouldn't have been laughing at him because the sound of a cat's purr is actually healing, right? Studies suggest that the frequency of a cat's purr, typically between 25 and 150 hertz, has a relaxing effect on the human nervous system. We know this, but even more incredible than that, a cat's purr can aid in the healing of broken bones. Yes, reduce inflammation and improve joint mobility. So anyone recovering from injuries or chronic pain may benefit from spending time with a cat. Do you have the purr sound that we had earlier on, Marty?
No, I don't.
Don't sugar.
I'm really sorry. It's gone.
Because I would like to just, have a group healing session.
You'd like to fix some broken bones over the airwaves.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. That's what I'm about.
No, I understand.
Coming together, healing.
I understand that part. Yeah. I do. And it is what you're about. But...
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to be called out on the nonsense that is a purr could fix a broken ankle over the airwaves.
Oh, great. Thank God you did it yourself. Yeah. Ema's happy days for Ema because if she breaks a bone, then
she just has to go on a date. Yeah.
I think it has to be with an actual cat, though. I don't think it was. Because it has to be at the actual hertz of the 50 to under 50.
I understand. So the bone knows if the purr is coming from a feline, is what you're saying.
Well, obviously, because we can't produce the same hertz as the cat can.
The same hertz.
Yeah. So what are you saying?
Trash.
You're saying trash?
I am, Luna, yeah.
Fine. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to give you trash on that one as well. I apologise. There's no way.
You're all wrong. It's true.
No, it's not.
It is true. Look at it.
No, I'm not what you tell me. I don't have... Look at what?
Look at the Google. There you go.
The perfect symphony. Apparently, cat purring can... Oh, my God. Wow.
They're known to help promote the healing of bones, reduce inflammation and improve joint mobility. People recovering from injuries or dealing with chronic pain conditions may benefit from spending time with a feline.
It goes down to tying up your emotional health becoming better by being surrounded by a furry friend. Yeah. And then that helps as a knock-on effect because your emotional health can contribute to your physical health too.
100%, because your body goes into a parasympathic, I said that wrong, state, and it relaxes itself, and it's then at its optimum healing level.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So sound healing is actually very powerful. You don't laugh at me when the old boffins are telling you about the cats purring.
No, so you're right. Yeah,
let's go get ourselves some cats.
Okay, right, we'll be back in just a bit.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Midterm at the moment for a lot of schools. Remember that, do you? Remember school?
I love school.
Do you remember? Did you?
I love secondary school, yeah.
Okay. I loved it as well, yeah, for sure. Definitely have some fun memories. Was there ever like any drama or anything? What your secondary school?
So many, many.
So you went to school in Kerry?
I went to school in Kerry, yeah. Presentation, secondary convent, Listowel. Yup.
Love Listowel, so I do.
On the kingdom, bye. God, there were so many. I remember there was so much. One of the girls set off the fire extinguisher one of the days. We got in so much trouble for that.
Just for the crack.
Yeah.
Way, okay.
In first year, we were a bit wild. We had this locker in one of the prefabs, the class that were outside the school, and two of us would get into the locker and there'd be one girl at one side and another girl at the other side and they'd be pushing it back and forth.
Stop. So
what's
going on? This is the kind of behaviour I expected in all boys' school.
I know, we were a bit wild. But then something happened and we managed to actually break the window. The locker fell. We got in loads
smashed
of trouble.
Smashed the window in the classroom.
Loads of trouble for that. And then another time we wrote gone fishing on the blackboard and the whole class just left to go downtown and didn't go to our geography class. We got in a lot of trouble for that as well.
Gone fishing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, first year we were bold.
Yeah, first year in my school, they were bold as well. I wasn't. I just was not that kind of a kid at all. I used to sit back and just enjoy from a distance and then talk about it. I don't know what it was. I never had the cojones to do something like that.
No, don't get me wrong. I hated getting in trouble. Hated it.
So that's the thing, because they were disappointed in you then, because you were the good kid. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you joined in, Una. We expected better from you, kind of thing. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that kind of thing, yeah. Not really, no, not really.
I do remember one moment really vividly when our business teacher came into the class and one of the students had sellotaped the light switch off. something so simple. But it created such a laugh because multiple times he tried to turn the light on and it just wouldn't go. Very good. Yeah. Smart. Sometimes they were smart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Donal, what about you?
So I was kind of teacher's pet, I suppose. But without meaning to be.
Are we shocked? Are we shocked?
But you know when you weren't meaning to be.
Kind of am shocked. Really?
What? Yeah.
I'm not seeing the appeal here. Go on, sell it.
I was head buying stuff. But they, what do you call it? We did like an Irish dance show. Dance every March. And the deputy head was like obsessed with
it. The Irish dancers and the Gaelic footballers always got the teacher's pet treatment. Yeah.
But the deputy head was obsessed with me. And everyone was like, oh, she likes you. And they all made a drama out of it. And then one time the ball went over the fence and I climbed over and got it. And you couldn't climb over the fence.
It was loud.
No. And then she came out and said, in my office now. And then I went in like, oh God, I'm going to be... The head tore off me like. And she went, it shows great leadership skills to go over the fence when nobody else does. And then everyone was like, how did you get away with... God, everything bad, get him to do it because he gets away with murder.
I mean, like, I'd take it for sure. Mm. You did something you weren't supposed to do and she contributed to your excellent leadership skills and your athleticism as well, probably. She probably wanted you on the basketball team after that.
We went in, my feet were her background on a computer, so I knew I was getting away with something.
What?
She's got my dancing shoes as my, like, as her background.
Oh, no, that's a whole different story right there.
Whoa. To the weirdness of it. Everyone was like, why?
No names, please.
087-112-107. Can we hear your dramas in school?
Somebody on the radio. Wow, let's go. I've never done that before. Chatting about school at the moment. It's midterm for a lot of schools. We were chatting about drama that we had back in the day. If you just joined us, I was chatting about how one moment in particular is very vivid to me when our business teacher came in one morning and someone had sellotaped the light switch off. Another one that's very immature, but it really drove our maths teacher up the walls actually, was someone put their mobile phone into the roof of the classroom. And then got someone else to ring it.
That is brilliant.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad that you guys laughed because at the time it was hilarious because everyone pretended, like, where is that coming from? But I look back now and I'm like, God, that was kind of pathetic, but I guess it wasn't. No, it is. You should never be doing this, by the way. But that really drove our maths teacher up the walls. And I can't remember what up the walls because he had to go get the phone, huh? I don't remember what happened, but I just remember that one now too. It came back to me over the song.
Do you ever remember standing up during biology and you had to read about the birds and the bees? Did you ever have a friend behind you with a compass kind of giving you an old dig now and again?
No. Or, what?
Yeah, that happened. God. We were absolute. Well, it wasn't, but it was just like, it was hard going not to laugh and it was sore as well.
Sorry, I didn't do biology, so.
Either did I, in science, like, class, yeah, do you know, sorry, when you just be science.
Oh my God, that's kind of, don't make a teenager do that. No, that's so embarrassing.
Speaking of science, Robbie says, my pal stole a Bunsen burner from the school
burner.
No drama, but how random. What did the Bunsen burner do again?
Bunsen burner.
There was fire and gas.
You'd heat up. It's gas coming through it and you'd heat up like, I don't know, whatever you were using in science. Like
core memory unlocked. Yes.
Bunsen burner.
I haven't heard those two words together in a long time. Wow.
David Mayo says someone changed the Wi-Fi code, the Wi-Fi name, sorry, to something that he can't say on the radio and it was like that for a week. So
how did he do that?
I don't know how he got in. You must be getting into the admin system doing that.
Wow.
A lad sold fake study notes for the leave insert, made a killing off it before he was caught. Jaden
Athlone.
Entrepreneur before his time.
Oh my God.
Fake study notes?
Like, yeah. Strange. I don't know if they were
It's like fake tips kind of thing, and this is what's coming up, etc.
Oh, yeah.
Can't be toying with people's careers like that. Oh, anyone will do anything for a euro these days, huh?
Phil in Galway says, I remember when a group of lads broke into the school PE hall back in the day and threw a party. Someone ended up calling the guards, and a few people even got suspended.
That seems kind of wholesome more than anything, doesn't it?
Breaking into the PE hall.
Oh, just getting everyone together for a party, like it's bonding.
Yeah, you could look at it like that.
Could have been in a lot worse. But anyway, 087-110-2107. If you can recall any drama that happened during your school days, we'd love to hear from you.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.